It's okay not to want to go where God sent you, but go anyway. Let's talk about it on this edition of Key Life.
Do you kind of get tired of doctrine without application, religion without reality, and cliches without truth? If so, you've come to the right place. The place, Key Life. The teacher, Steve Brown.
Thanks, Mike. If you have your Bible, open it to the book of Jonah as we continue with our Old Testament survey. Hey, just a comment. If you're listening from jail or prison, to be sure and write or call about the Crossroads Bible Institute program. You're going to absolutely love it. I'll give you, so have a piece of paper and a pencil somewhere close. I'll give you an address and a phone number at the end of the broadcast, and it's free, and we'll get the application out to you and start getting the process going. Now, this is just for people who are incarcerated in jail or prison. And no, if you want to be a part of it and you're not in jail or prison, it's not for you. Well, I hope you had a great weekend. And Mike, I hope you did too. Hope your pastor's sermon was as good as mine. It's our practice on Mondays before we study the book to go before the throne. Let's do that. Father, we come before you at the beginning of this week absolutely unsure about what you have planned. Sometimes we tell you our plans and we think we can hear you laughing. Father, you're God and you know what's best, and you have ordained this week in a way that will benefit your kingdom, bring glory to yourself, and show love to us even when it doesn't feel like it. Father, you know everybody who's listening to this broadcast. You know the things that are really, really hard, the wounds that are really, really deep, the nights that are sleepless, the times when we're afraid, the times when we're ashamed. And so, Father, we're here because there's no other place to go. You are the Redeemer. You are the Forgiver. You are the one who shows mercy. You are kind and loving and generous and gentle and loving and compassionate and forgiving and gracious and merciful. And so we're here. We've tried the other places. And you have the word of life. Meet us at the point of the needs that we have. Father, we pray for the one who teaches on Key Life this week, that you would forgive him his sins, for they are many. We would see Jesus and him only, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if you were listening last week on Thursday, on Friday, we did questions and answers. And by the way, coming up this Thursday, we're going to spend the entire time on themes that surround Thanksgiving, that being Thanksgiving Day. I suspect a lot of you are going to be busy doing a lot of things, but you might want to turn on the radio during the Key Life time, because I'm going to be talking about how to be thankful when you're not. A Thanksgiving event on Thursday. But between now and Thursday, we're going to look at the book of Jonah. Now, if you were listening last Thursday, we saw the first call of God to Jonah. God says, I want you to go to Nineveh. And Jonah arose. This is the third verse of the first chapter of Jonah. But Jonah arose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and went down into it to go with him to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. And I gave you a little bit of a flavor of what I was going to say today. I said, it's all right to not like what God tells you to do. He'll still love you. It's all right to be afraid. It's all right to worry about it. It's all right not to even like the people particularly to whom he sends you. But it's not okay not to go down to Tarshish. Now, if you don't go, he still loves you. God is merciful and kind. He knows our frame, and he remembers that we're dust. But as a matter of fact, God gets his way ultimately, and he gets his way always. Did I tell you about the toddler rules? We have grandchildren in our home right now. Toddler's rules. If I like it, it's mine. If it's in my hand, it's mine. If it looks like mine, it's mine. If I think it's mine, and everything else is mine too. Well, we all feel that way. We want to do what we do, and we want to do it when we want it and how we want to do it. And sometimes God says, I have something else planned for you. Now, frankly, when I hear about what God has planned for me, I sometimes want to do the opposite. And God says, it's okay that you want to do the opposite. I love you. And sometimes I'm afraid to do what he wants me to do. And he says, it's okay to be afraid. And sometimes I think, Lord, I just don't think I can do that. I don't have the gifts. And God says, it's okay to feel inferior, because you are. But it's not okay to go to Tarshish. I'm sending you to Nineveh. I remember when we decided to accept a call to Miami, Florida, and a church there. Now, I love Miami. I guess outside of Asheville, North Carolina, if I look for a hometown, it would be Miami. South Florida was a wonderful place, but you need to know that it wasn't in the beginning. In fact, I thought that I was being sent to Miami in order to be disciplined. Dear friend, in case you didn't know, to move from Boston to Miami is a greater cultural shock than moving from the States to a third world country without electricity. I mean, it was totally different. Everything was different, and I didn't like it. And I thought I'd done something really evil, something really bad. But God said go, and I went, and I knelt down every day and said, Lord, if you get me out of this place, I promise I'll be good and obedient from now on. And then Miami got under my skin, and the people in the church got under my skin, and I got so I loved them, and now I got sand in my shoes, and I love Florida because I went. Because I went where God told me to go. Whatever he tells you to do, even if you don't like it, do it. And you may end up liking it, and even if you don't, you will be able to sleep at night. I remember when we moved from Cape Cod to Boston, and they had a manse at the church for the pastor that we were moving to that was built in the 18th century. The only reason they had storm windows was to keep your hat from being blown out the window in the middle of winter. It was a dirty, cold manse, and I remember Dr. Stanton saying to my wife, Anna, and we were just young people at the time, and Anna said, I don't want to live in that house. It's awful. And Dr. Stanton, who was our mentor, said, now, honey, if God tells you to go, you go. It's okay not to like it. By the way, we had a wonderful time in Quincy, Massachusetts, on the South Shore there. Another one of my favorite places. And Anna looks back to that as some of the most exciting and wonderful times in her life. What's God telling you to do? And what do you not want to do? Do it anyway. He really knows what's best. And even if you don't get so you like it in the future, when it's your time to die, you'll be able to say, I didn't like it, but I did it. I didn't want to do it, but I did it anyway. And there is a sense of peace at night when you go to sleep, when you did stuff because he told you to. And there's a sense when it comes your time to die of peace when you say, I didn't like it, but I did it. And if you do it, you might even get to the point where you like it. Now, that didn't happen with Jonah. Jonah wasn't that happy with the ministry when he finally got there. But when you hear God's call, don't go down to Tarshish. Go to Nineveh, where he sends you. Now, I want you to look at verses 7 through 16, and I want to show you something about the connection between a sinner, one who is disobedient, and everybody else. So I'm going to start reading at the first chapter and at the 7th verse. And they said to one another, come, let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this trouble has come upon us. So they cast lots, and the lots fell on Jonah. Then they said to him, please tell us, for what cause is this trouble upon us? What is your occupation? And where do you come from? What is your country? And of what people are you? And he said to them, I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land. Then the men were exceedingly afraid, and they said to him, why have you done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord because he had told them. Your sin, your disobedience, isn't totally unconnected to other people. In fact, just the opposite. Do you know what I do every morning of my life? I pray for our President George Bush. Now, I do that because I'm a Republican, of course. And those of you who are Democrats, when Jesus comes back, you'll know that he is also a Republican like me. I'm from a family, a long line of Democrats, but I pray for George Bush not because he's a Republican. I pray for him because if he doesn't have the wisdom of God, if he doesn't have the guidance of God, the profound thinking that God gives, the blessing of God, if he decides to go out and do it bad for his own ego, that's going to affect a whole lot of people. You know why I pray for my pastor? Well, I love him. You know that. You know that I think he's wonderful. You know that. You know I'm sort of like a mother hen. Anybody touch him, I'm going to kill him. But you know why I pray for him? I pray for him because he's our leader. And because if he does bad, it's going to affect a whole lot of people. Are you praying for your husband and your wife for the same reason? Are you praying for yourself? Sin is not just something that happens to one of us. It happens to all of us. You think about that. Amen. Hey, listen, if you're not a part of our Key Life tape / CD family, I'd love for you to be a part of it. Let us know which format you want. And once you do that, you'll start receiving a tape or a CD every 7 or 8 weeks, as long as supplies last. And these are not the tapes of the broadcast. If you'll ask us, we'll tell you how you can subscribe to those. These are tapes and CDs of places where I teach the Bible at Reformed Theological Seminary in the chapel there, or at the Billy Graham Training Center at the Cove, or at a missions conference. We take those and send them out to our family. If you'd like to be a part of it, let us know. They keep coming as long as you want them. They're absolutely free. You can call 1-800-KEY-LIFE 24 hours a day, or you can write Key Life Post Office Box 5000, Maitland, Florida, 32794, or Key Life Canada Post Office Box 32150, Cambridge, Ontario, N3H5M3, or you can email us, steve@keylife.org, with your regular mailing address, and ask to be a part of our Key Life tape or CD family. And listen, if you can help us financially, and I realize that some of you can't, in fact, maybe most of you can, but if you can, sure would appreciate it, and you help your brothers and sisters in Christ. You can charge a contribution to your MasterCard, Discover card, Visa card, and are included in your envelope. And for any contribution of any size, when you request it, I'll send you the cassette teaching The Assets of Weakness. Hey, listen, I gotta go. Whenever you write or call, give us the call letters of this great station. And Key Life is a listener-supported production of Key Life Network.